Good morning. It's October 26, 2011. The time is 10:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Wednesday, sort of a cloudy, rainy, misty Wednesday at that. I was going to audio boo this yesterday, but I didn't, so I'm audio booing it about it now. It's concerning a news article that came out yesterday morning that caught my attention, and what it pertained to is the dismantling of the B-53, the most powerful U.S. nuclear bomb in the United States arsenal. And the last one was dismantled yesterday down there in Amarillo, Texas. But this last bomb that was dismantled yesterday was the nation's most powerful nuclear bomb, a weapon hundreds of times stronger than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. And it was dismantled nearly half a century after it was put into service at the height of the Cold War. And then I guess it was around lunchtime, I heard a news report concerning this, and they had it over 400 times as powerful as the Hiroshima bomb. And then last night's evening news, it was up to 600 times. At any rate, if it's down at its low end, 100 times powerful than the Hiroshima, it is a powerful bomb. But the last one was dismantled, and the B-53 was designed to destroy facilities deep underground, and it was carried because of its size on the B-52. And many of these B-53s were disassembled back in the 1980s. But the mention of the B-52s in this article brought me to remember a particular benchmark while I was in the United States Air Force, and that's when I was stationed out at McConnell Air Force Base back in September 27th, 1991. And it was on that day in 1991 that President George H.W. Bush ordered the Strategic Air Command to stop keeping the nuclear-armed B-52 bombers on around-the-clock alert posts for retaliation strike against the Soviet Union. So they disarmed, basically they unloaded all the nuclear bombs that were on these alert birds and put them back in what was known as the Weapon Storage Area, the WSA. And basically this disarmament back in 1991 created the fact that 11 Strategic Air Command bases, that some 40 bombers had stood posed for decades, night and day, to launch at a minute's notice, were now disarmed. So this B-53 nuclear bomb that was dismantled finally yesterday, it just brought that memory back because, like I said, I was on in the United States Air Force, and at McConnell Air Force Base, that had B-1 Lancer bombers that were also loaded with nuclear weapons. And on that particular day, I felt the day as a historical benchmark while watching the convoys drive by that Sunday morning while I was on duty on the flight line in front of the fire station, carrying the line items back to the weapons storage area. So sort of two items there, historical benchmarks that I felt was significant to sort of mention. I did post on Google Plus about this yesterday and tweet it, but I just thought it was pretty interesting with the closure of no more B-53. Nuclear bombs. So I'm not sure if we'll be seeing Wheezy Waiter use that particular news article in his Wednesday, Explosion Wednesday, but we'll have to see when that video comes out, if he does do an Explosion Wednesday. Not that it's a thing. But that's all I have on this Wednesday morning. You all be far safe, be far wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace. Always peace.